Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Listening.
It's a great song. I love it.
This was, God, I'm trying to remember. You know how sometimes like you think you remember a thing and then all of a sudden you're not sure if you remember it right? I think this was Forever Young was like the theme of my high school prom, but I think it was the other Forever Young, the Rod Stewart one.
Oh,
not
right,
the Alphaville one, not the good one.
Yeah, not the good one, indeed. I didn't hear this till Donnie Darko.
Put it up. I have memories associated with this song. Let's just put it that
that's
way.
Great. I didn't hear this till Donnie Darko. I didn't know it was an older song until I grew up in a very unhip area.
So you don't know like the album. You don't know or any of the other.
I thought this was a new band when that movie came out.
It's great music that you probably had to grow up on to love. You know,
I love
you know
it.
How
no,
some
I,
of that's like
sure,
that.
Sure, sure.
437-1620. 437-1620. It does inspire me though to bring up a topic. Since you said Forever Young, you played the music for it.
Okay.
You know Emily Ratajkowski? I mean, not personally, but you know who she is.
Yeah, I know her.
Okay,
yeah.
She's a super smoking hot model. I would say this though, maybe don't take marriage advice from her. Is where I'm going with this. She put up a TikTok that I'll let her say it her way.
So it seems that a lot of ladies are getting divorced before they turn 30. And as someone who got married at 26, has been separated for a little over a year, 32, I have to tell you, I don't think there's anything better. If being in your 20s is the trenches, there is nothing better than being in your 30s, still being hot, maybe having a little bit of your own money, figuring out what you want to do with your life, everything, and having tried that married fantasy and realizing that it's maybe not all it's cracked up to be, and then you've got your whole life still ahead of you. So for all of those people who are stressed or feeling stressed about that, about being divorced, like it's good. Congratulations.
Oh my God. I want to throw up. She's completely wrong. She is advocating
but for her,
evil.
Yeah, but not
she is advocating
no,
evil. She absolutely
no,
is.
She's not.
Listen to what she says here. Personally, I find it cheek to be divorced by the age of 30. That's the text in the TikTok.
You got to tell yourself something. Not everybody has the perfect relationship like you did.
There are particular exceptions that justify divorce. But when you have a culture that thinks that marriage is just dating and there's really no fundamental difference between dating and marriage because marriage is something you do temporarily as long as it's good, you know, as opposed to until death do us part and forever. And she, what was the expression she said right there in the middle? The fantasy, the fable. I don't want to misquote her.
Maybe having a little bit of your own money, figuring out what you want to do with your life.
By the way, it must be nice to be, you know, mid-30s, super hot and rich. But, you know, okay, anyway.
And having tried that married fantasy and realizing.
That's, I think, the issue. I think we perpetuate the notion of marriage as this fantasy.
Yeah,
you know,
because we're given these fairy tales as
right,
a kid.
Absolutely.
You know, you think you're going to grow up like Cinderella and every guy's going to be your prince, and they never are because they cheat. No offense, not you.
Ride off I into hope. The sunset and everything will be great for you.
Yeah,
is an
marriage
insane
takes work.
Story about marriage. That is a. See, here's what I think. I think that Emily Ratajkowski, like many women, have been taught this. Again, evil story about marriage. And the evil story is when you find the right guy, everything will be great. It'll be easy. It'll be no work. And you ride off into the sunset and it's roses and unicorn farts for the rest of your life. When the reality is that the easiest time in a relationship is when you're probably not even married yet. Like you're just hot and making out and going out, and maybe you're living together, maybe you're not, but you're getting all the bennies and none of the problems. You don't have children, you don't have bills, you don't have stress, the things that come, you know, along the way. And if you don't know how to make a relationship work and make sacrifices and work on it, You won't get through those hard parts. And you won't be able to live out that unconditional love, that service, that, you know, submission to each other kind of concept that actually makes it work. Well, instead, you just quit. Because we have not just a pro-divorce, but we have a divorce-emphatic culture. We say we celebrate marriages at 40, but, 40 years older, you know, like people have been married a long time. But we really have a culture there was this great movie, Walk the Line, I don't really remember, about Johnny Cash. And there was this wonderful scene in it where Reese Witherspoon is playing June Cartwright. Mm-hmm. And there's a woman who confronts her in the store and says, you know, so this is in the, 50s, I guess. Mm-hmm. And she June confronts Carter, her in the store, right? And says, you know, you got divorced. How dare you? You know, kind of thing. And she's mm-hmm. like, I'm so sorry, ma'am, to let you down. That's the right response. Not this congratulations.
It's good. Congratulations. Congratulations.
And I know you disagree, Candy. That's fine. 6:15 here on News Radio 92.3.
I'm not saying that. Just not every person is perfect that you have to stay in a relationship with, and you don't realize it until you're in.
Till death do us part. 437-1620, 437-1620. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And be careful on the roads. The only thing I'm seeing right now is 29 in Detroit Boulevard, and it does look like it is backed up southbound on 29, just, of course, north of Detroit. So caution there. That's the only thing I see right now. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. And I do suggest therapy. Don't just throw it away.
Somebody texted, my wife and I have a combined 7 children, all under the age of 30. We have lots of conversations. And I can tell you this, they all believe that marriage is an old-fashioned idea and it's not necessary anymore. Yeah.
It's weird talking
horrifying.
To the young kids. It's like,
yes, it
not young
horrifying.
Kids, but like in their 20s. I'm like, you're not pushing them to get married? No, why would I? Oh,
yes.
Okay.
That's where that's the reality of where we are,
yeah,
tragically.
Good. Oh.
6:16, News Radio 92.3.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. At Anderson, we know Subarus are built better, and we're not the only ones who think so. Subarus earn more IIHS Top Safety Pick Plus awards than Honda, Toyota, or Hyundai brands since 2013 as of July 2023. When it comes to safety, Subarus are better. And when it comes to longevity, well, Subaru wins there too. According to a study by Experian Automotive, Subaru leads the industry in longevity with 96% of vehicles sold in the last 10 years still on the road today. More than Honda or Toyota brands. Hands down, Subaru has the longest lasting vehicles in the automotive industry, all of which makes it easy to love a Subaru from Anderson Subaru. Visit us on Highway 29 just north of Car City, Pensacola, or shop us online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Based on Experian Automotive non-luxury vehicles and operation excluding trucks and vans versus total new registrations for model years 2013 through 2022 as of December 2022.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator Method of Adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for the Transgressors Memorial Service, remembering those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must forever be cast into the abyss of dead names. Let's join Brother Andrew remembering those who we have lost.
The first remembrance this week is for Wes Anderson, the filmmaker behind movies like The Fantastic Mr. Fox, Rushmore, and The Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou. Unfortunately, Anderson has been caught red-handed in a direct heresy by the Interlateran Council on Identifying Theological Unsavoryisms. It happened when he told Deadline that he doesn't think Roald Dahl's work should be revised for modern standards and values. As he said, quote, "I don't even want the artist to modify their work. I understand the motivation for it, but I'm in the school where, when the piece of work is done, we participate in it. We know it. So I think when it's done, and certainly no one who is not an author should be modifying somebody's book. He's dead," end quote. Well, this will not do at all. Anderson is directly rejecting our second most important sacrament, the holy rite of literary revisionism. As any novice knows, we participate directly in the sacred spirit of inclusion's glorious harmony unity by our eagerness to revise not only our own past sentiments, but the past sentiments of others to reflect the triumphal truths of today. How else can the zeitgeist be continually renewing and purifying itself toward the future nirvana when we do not even use words at all because there's nothing left that we're allowed to say? We all know that eradicating past bad words is ultimately fulfilled by the elimination of all words whatsoever. Hence our motto, true freedom of speech comes from saying nothing at all. Praise Gaia. Well, if Wes Anderson won't change the offensive content of The Wonderful Story of Henry Sugar and rejects the benevolent posthumous redactions applied to Charlie and the Chocolate Factory and Matilda, our only recourse is to banish him from this, the holy congregation of the eternally non-judgmental. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Second, The Little Black Mermaid. Disney's recent remake of the animated travesty from 1989. Now look, I know black isn't officially in the title, but it should be, since we should not be afraid to celebrate the evolution of Ariel and her sisters towards racial inclusion. And of course, we do recognize the numerous improvements in the film, such as the removal of that horrible song Les Poissons, featuring the brutal fish killer Chef Louis. That scene is completely triggering to anyone who recognizes the moral status of marine life. Fish are people too, you know.
Les poissons, how I love les poissons. Love to chop and to serve little fish. First I cut off their heads, then I pull out their bones. Ah, mais oui, ça c'est toujours délicieux.
Good riddance. And of course, we also honor the brilliant changes to the lyrics of that infamous ballad of misogyny, Kiss the Girl, with its romanticized message of mouth assault, encouraging Prince Eric to forget asking permission and just go for it with Ariel.
Possible she wants you to. There is one way to ask her. It don't take a word, not a single word. Go on and kiss the girl.
Good, wow, what an awful message that you ask, that you ask for kissing by doing it instead of, you know, asking. Of course, the new version properly rejects this sexual assault and completely reverses the message by replacing the toxic male aggression with feminist respect for words and permission.
Yes, you want her. Look at her, you know you do. Possible she wants you to. Use your words, boy, and ask her.
Hallelujah.
If the time is right, then the time is tonight. Go on and kiss the girl.
Much better. And yes, we even recognize the value in retaining some of the original progressive themes, such as that women often make the terrible decision to give up their voices just in order to appeal to a man, that men ruling the world, or the undersea world, only leads to disastrous consequences, and that children, especially daughters, are right to defy their patriarchal father enslavers. But this is where the praise must end. How can we affirm this new version when it continues to perpetuate so many horrible lessons? It's not the messages that changed which offend us, it's the messages that stayed the same. First, the premise of this movie has always been and still is that a woman's entire purpose in life is to find the right man and seduce him into marrying her, even going so far as to sacrifice her own fish-bottomed, beautiful mermaid nature to become a two-legged human to fit into his world and to accommodate his reproductive preferences. That entire theme remains and is shown as the path toward happiness for Ariel and Eric. Second, are we really in the year of our Gaia 2023 still teaching people that the proper personification of villainy is an overweight, butch-cut, screechy-voiced sea witch? Disney might as well have put a giant L on Ursula's chest, placed Birkenstocks on her tentacles, and played an Indigo Girls song in the background. But even ignoring the obvious anti-lesbian messages here, why does Disney continue to segregate the ocean into good sea creatures that crawl and fly like crabs and seagulls, on the one hand, and wicked ones that slither like eels and octopi on the other hand? Where's the justice for the undulators? Fat shaming and orientation marginalization aside, the overt anti-wriggle bias of this movie is horrendous. And since we're speaking of Ursula, what a tremendous opportunity missed by having her still have to transform herself into a demure, thin, young hottie with long hair and come-hither looks to distract the prince. We had hoped the writers would perhaps take this opportunity to allow Ursula to remain a thick chick, or keep short hair, or even use her screechy voice and still be appealing to a man. What a great chance for body positivity squandered. But alas, we have yet another reinforced message that girls must imitate pageant queens to win the prince. So if you're thinking the Little Black Mermaid might be a welcome feast for your poor, unfortunate, progressive souls, I'm so sorry to disappoint. Updated but inadequate, this overly long musical reminds us why Disney's application for membership in our denomination is still on hold pending review, because it seems for every wheelchair push forward, they suffer two wheelchair pushes backward. And thank you to Jillian Price for helping us learn that saying one step forward and two steps backward is an ableist cliche. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Finally, a word of praise for George Koob, the director of the National Institute on Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism. Yes, President Biden's alcohol czar, although we prefer the term Minister of Alcohol Reform, since we don't want to be found guilty of promoting the nomenclature favored by Nicholas and the other pre-revolutionary Russian emperors. Yes, Director Koob recently stated he intends to recommend that adults in the United States consume no more than two alcoholic drinks per week, down from the current two per day maximum for men and one per day limit for women. The reason we admire this bold recommendation is the obvious fact that nobody will obey it. Recall your catechism, chapter 16, paragraph 158. The only rules worth making are the ones that are impossible to follow, for therein may one continually strive for the unachievable while also remaining eternally vulnerable to infinite criticism. We adore this new rule because it will simultaneously produce resentment, resistance, and frustration while also making everyone feel guilty about their total failure to adhere to it. Moreover, the absurdly harsh restriction will expand the ability of the morality police to selectively enforce the rules whenever it suits their purposes, since everyone becomes an offender. So well done, not a czar Koob. You keep finding outrageous ways to restrict people's freedom and thereby bring us one step closer to the blissful condition of total government regulation of everything. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
As you depart today, please remember the suffering of our dear friends Ben, James, and Sally, Juniper Thompson-Jones, who went to parent conference this week as the thruple they are and had to endure the soul-shaking indignity of their son's teacher's office only having two chairs available. Just when you think the world is finally starting to overcome its regressive monogamist biases, something like this happens. Refreshments this week are provided by Green is Good, the Grass and Weed Emporium on 10th Avenue. You're definitely going to want to try some of the locally sourced organic crabgrass tarts with thistle sauce. And the Zoysia Centipede Blended Tea is just plain... well, it's just plain. You really don't appreciate the Earth's flavor until you drink some of her least appealing undergrowth, lovingly steeped in hot water.
And now, brethren, sistren, and otheren, having been cleansed of these hurtful words, give each other the holy virtue signal and go forth and transgress no more.
627 on News Radio.
Okay. Mouth assault.
I toned that one down.
Yeah, did you?
Yeah, I did.
For the anti-wriggle bias. Indigo
it's obvious
song
when you
in
see
the
it.
Background. What?
It's obvious when you see it.
Okay.
Go on and use your words, boy, and ask her. 628, Candy's got traffic on the fives.
I do have traffic on the fives. 29 in Detroit showing an accident right now. And it is backed up. It looks like southbound on 29 and, of course, eastbound on Detroit Boulevard. Use caution there. Use caution wherever you are. That's the only accident that I'm seeing right now. Use caution, like I said, 437-1620. If you have traffic tips, text them in. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Just remember, fish are people, too.
620. Dude. I have a lot to say.
That scene is vivid, by the way, when you watch it 30 years later.
I can't imagine.
Hey, Pensacola Hardware is a fantastic place to get all of your hardware needs. Also to get your great advice. Like, it's not just a place where you buy stuff. It's a place where you can ask stuff. And you know how sometimes you go to a store and you ask maybe and, I don't know, I've worked here for 3 days. You go to Pensacola Hardware and they're experts. Like, they genuinely know the answer. And they'll help you avoid costly mistakes or painful mistakes or just having to do it two or three times. And they'll tell you how to do it right the first time. That's whether you're doing a home repair or whether you're building a new home or anywhere in between. Plus, a fantastic selection of housewares and gift items you can get in the front of the store. Pensacola Hardware, the oldest business in the entire state of Florida, 1851, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street. Steve Taylor is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. Steve?
Well, Wendy's is getting into the pumpkin spice game. Oh, I did that one already. Hurricane Lee's now at a Category 5 storm. The National Hurricane Center says rip currents and hazardous surf is going to spread across the Northern Caribbean today. Basically, the storm is packing winds about 165 miles an hour, maybe going up to 180, but it looks like we hope it's going to curve toward the north. At least we hope so. So that's basically what's happening with your headlines.
Very good. Yeah, I know, you know, Alan Strom last night was saying, you know, hey, look, it's always the weather. You got to always pay attention. But I think we all recognize that this is one of those cases where, like, all the models agree except for, you know, the one outlier kind of thing. And that's the one where you're like, you see some of the previous maps of other storms and everything's going to Miami. And then there's like that one line that goes to Pensacola. You're like, come on now. So really
Miami.
everybody expects this to be a non-issue for us and probably a mild to non-issue for the entire state of Florida. But, you know, 2,000 miles away, we're still paying attention because it is an absolute monster of a storm. What do you have coming up, Steve?
Well, looks like Pensacola is looking to begin the design process to rehabilitate Wayside Park.
I'm Gianna Gelosi. President Biden is going to land in India for the G20 summit later this morning. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is already there.
We're committed to supporting emerging markets in developing countries.
This, while a new CNN poll has the president's treading water with 39% approval rating. Two-thirds of all Democrats in that poll say they want an alternative option on the ballot. And former President Donald Trump is holding a rally in South Dakota today. He's expected to be endorsed by Governor Christine Noem. His former advisor, Peter Navarro, was convicted of two counts of contempt of Congress for defying a House subpoena regarding January 6th. Navarro reacting.
I am not here convicted because of contempt of Congress. I'm here because of association with J6. That's just wrong.
Navarro says he plans to appeal. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning and happy Friday. It's 6:31, 75 degrees, partly clear in Pensacola. I'm Steve Taylor for News Radio 92.3. Pensacola is looking to begin the design process to rehabilitate Wayside Park despite the lack of federal Hurricane Sally disaster funds to pay for the storm damage to the park's seawall. Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves will ask the city council next week to allocate $1.4 million in funds to the park's rehabilitation design, which will also include previously approved ideas like hanging warning chimes for tall vehicles attempting to drive under Graffiti Bridge, could have used one yesterday, and also a pedestrian boardwalk along Bayou Tejar under the 17th Avenue Railroad Trestle. Since Hurricane Sally, the city has been in talks with the Federal Emergency Management Agency to receive disaster funds to rebuild the park's seawall, which was badly damaged by Hurricane Sally. Questions of whether the damage was caused by the storm or a runaway barge from Skanska have held up the FEMA money from awarding the money for that particular design. Escambia County Commissioners voted in favor of placing a new ordinance on county waterways. During last night's commission meeting, commissioners voted to put an ordinance in place for floating structures, especially one that some boaters call a floating tenement that's a hazard in the bayou right now.
And it has drifted once again about 300 feet overnight and is threatening an anchored vessel.
Escambia County Marine Resources Manager Robert Turpin told Channel 3 News,
"This ordinance is really intended to handle the floating structures that can jeopardize public safety and the environmental integrity of the waterways, as well as maritime property."
The ordinance would keep these structures from anchoring or mooring in the water, but would not impact regulated houseboats or actual vessels. The man accused of fatally shooting Okaloosa Sheriff's Corporal Ray Hamilton on Christmas Eve is facing new charges in Santa Rosa County. According to Channel 3, Timothy Price Williams is charged with condition release violation and probation violation. The sheriff's office says Price Williams violated his probation with a murder charge last December. The Santa Rosa County charges stem from a DUI and resisting arrest case from December of 2021. Let's check our forecast from Channel 3. Well, looks like the weather is going to be interesting this weekend. We expect it to be cool tonight, down into the upper 60s. And it looks like it's going to be a cool, semi-dry weekend for everybody, high about 90 degrees. Right now, let's check in with Candy Cullerton for traffic on the fives. Candy?
Not much happening right now, which is great, right? Yeah. 29 in Detroit showing an accident. So it is backed up on 29. It's backed up southbound. And this is, of course, just south of East 9 Mile Road. Detroit Boulevard backed up just a little bit east. eastbound in that area. Maybe some side streets. Try to avoid that area if you can. 437-1620. If you have traffic tips, text them in. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Thanks, Candy. Yeah. Right now, semi-cloudy. 75 in Pensacola, 76 in Gulf Breeze, 73 in Milton at 635. The next news is 7. Breaking news anytime. I'm Steve Taylor for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Nielsen says it won't include viewership data for Thursday Night Football from Amazon's Prime Video streaming platform in its ratings reports for now because the move wasn't approved by the independent body in charge of setting measurement standards. The decision is a blow to Amazon and the NFL, which had lobbied Nielsen aggressively to include first-party data for Thursday Night Football, and a win for other networks that carry the NFL and fought against the change. Spotify plans to test a free audiobook bundle for its paying subscribers in the coming months, part of a push to become a go-to provider for that content. The streaming service is working with some of the largest publishers in the U.S. on the pilot program, which would allow subscribers to listen to up to 20 hours of audiobooks a month at no additional cost. The Wall Street Journal says the company expects to offer the program for a limited time and aims to gauge customer interest in audiobooks. On Wall Street, futures are lower. That's Your Money Now.
Did you know China starts teaching financial literacy in preschool? American kids are getting left behind, but we can help at home thanks to The Sensibles, a team of animated superheroes who help kids develop smart money habits in a fun way. Each month, they get a kit in the mail with a DVD, a comic book, access to an interactive website, fun activities, and lots more. Visit bcs-kids.com today and enter promo code CENT for 20% off. Digital subscriptions also available. The Sensibles. It's the sensible thing to do. Did you know China starts teaching financial literacy in preschool? American kids are getting left behind, but we can help at home thanks to The Sensibles, a team of animated superheroes who help kids develop smart money habits in a fun way. Each month, they get a kit in the mail with a DVD, a comic book, access to an interactive website, fun activities, and lots more. Visit bcs-kids.com today and enter promo code CENT for 20% off. Digital subscriptions also available. The Sensibles. It's the sensible thing to do.
Join Stefan Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at George Stone Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from George Stone Technical College. Have a boating question for Stefan? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them today at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Work, kids, finances, your life has lots of moving parts. Let Gulf Winds help you keep them all moving forward. Our free digital banking tools make it easy for busy bill payers to manage the day-to-day. Our simple applications and low loan rates get mommy chauffeurs on the road fast. And our free accounts and low fees put extra cash in pockets so weekend warriors can have a splash more fun. We're here for you and everyone, living life to the fullest. How can we move you forward? See all the ways at gogulfwinds.com. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
Thinking about upgrading your home with durable floors that's pet-proof, waterproof, and comes with a lifetime warranty? Hurry in to Vinyl Plank for Less. They're clearing out inventory to make room for new arrivals. Save big, up to 15% off their everyday low prices with purchase of professional installation, and make your dream floor more affordable with their 12-month zero financing option. Shop today, because this sale ends September 9th, located on Highway 31 in Spanish Fort and Glover Lane in Milton. Vinyl Plank for Less, turning houses into homes, one plank at a time.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will provide you with the latest forecasts and warnings from the National Hurricane Center. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will help you find resources for disaster relief. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will interview experts on hurricane preparedness and safety.
No one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3.
First rent control laws around World War I and the immediate aftermath. There were a few Supreme Court cases, first saying it was legal, then saying it was illegal. And then it really arrived in earnest during World War II, when millions of people flocked into cities, but our economic engine was not allowed to build housing because it was, all its effort was going towards the war effort. So there was this short-term emergency of a huge increase in demand and no increase in the supply of housing. That affected 80% of the U.S. rental stock.
So once upon a time, I found myself listening to NPR. No, I listen to all kinds of different sources. I always say you should pay attention to the people who disagree with you, pay attention to sources you don't like, and try not to fall asleep. Yeah, I try to model that. I try to listen to everything and read everything and everybody because you never know what you're going to hear. This is Celine Firth. I know it's a female's name. It's a male voice. But he's the director of the Urbanity Project at George Mason University talking about rent control one day. This is backdrop. The fun part's going to come in a second. I wouldn't do this unless there was a payoff. Trust me, okay?
What is the argument for why rent control is a bad idea?
Yeah, it's a great question. And it's something that even, strongly left-leaning economists agree that rent control is the wrong way to help renters. And the reason is, and this goes for really any price control across any kind of good, if you control the price enough that it really makes a difference, then what it's going to do is push landlords, housing providers, out of that market.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's the reason that price controls, rent controls, all of this stuff are fundamentally counterproductive, because if you control it enough to really make a difference in the outcomes for the people who are the consumers benefiting, it becomes painful to the people who are the suppliers providing the service or the good, and they flee the market. And so you wind up creating an even worse problem in trying to ameliorate the little problem that you were dealing with an inadequate supply. I mean, it's basic economics, and he's right. It's what everybody knows. Even left-leaning economists get this.
So the town that I live in Maryland has a fairly strict rent control ordinance. And a result of that is that a large portion of our vintage multifamily housing stock has been converted into condos. And no new multifamily housing stock has been built since that law went into effect in 1980.
Yeah, I mean, owners are not going to stand by and let their profits get evaporated by intrusive government regulation. They're going to find a way to get out of the business, to divest of the property there and go buy it somewhere where they can make a profit, right? That's exactly right.
They used to be apartments. They were built as apartments. And the owners said, well, I can't make money renting at these rent-controlled rates, so I'm going to condo convert them, sell them off, and get out of this business. And so, I think rent regulation clearly benefits the continuing tenant who continues to have their unit. They're clearly a winner there.
That one person.
But if you look at anyone who now wants to come into my town and rent, well, they're looking at long wait lists and effectively just have to go elsewhere because there are fewer housing units here than there were 30 or 40 years ago.
So trying to protect the ones who are here that are seeing rents and costs go up when you have, for example, Florida or Escambia and Santa Rosa County, where you have people coming, if you enact a rent control, you actually make the problem worse because you disincentivize creation of new housing supply, right? Basic principle. But Leah Simon, this is the reason I wanted to play this. Leah Simon Weisberg, she is some kind of an expert in, she's the legal director of the Alliance of California for Common Empowerment, or Community Empowerment, which sounds so drippingly liberal as a position, but okay. So she says the rent control works. But before we get to that, she gave a taste of her, this is my favorite part of this.
So I think one of the big problems with this kind of, what economists say or don't say is that it's just not actually doesn't actually play out. And remember that economists are just kind of philosophers. You know, they don't actually study, you know, you don't see an economist who does research on specific looking at data sets. You know, they all just kind of have theories. And I think that the folks who actually are looking at the data shows that it actually is very successful.
So her response is, well, you know, economists like this Celine dude over here, they're just philosophers who don't look at the data or study anything. If you actually did look at the data like me as the legal advocate for an activist organization, you know, we'll tell you the total truth. And I was sitting there wondering, well, how is he going to respond to this?
Before we go move on, I think I should address Leah's contention that economists don't work with data. That's a really big surprise to me as an economist, because that's most of what I do.
Right.
It's most of the papers that I read. So we do that, and we work actually more carefully with data than, say, the, you know, comparing two cities that somebody picked because they wanted to have this comparison.
Which is what she did.
I'm happy to talk more about that research. I think it's really important to just lay on the table, Leah is factually incorrect in her statement, and there's a very long stream of detailed, rigorous empirical study.
All economists are philosopher idiots. No, you're the idiot. That's the translation.
That's
there.
How you fight polite.
Yeah, that's really, really polite. Just utter beatdown. Point red and victory red. Right? Okay. All of that's just preamble. I'll get to the juice here in just a second. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
29 in Detroit showing an accident. It is blocked 29 southbound right now, and of course blocked eastbound on Detroit. Maybe trying to avoid that area. 437-1620. I somebody texted in. Bless her heart.
Yeah.
437-1620 for your traffic tips. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
So this conversation that we're having in Florida. There's been a bill filed to limit rent increases year over year. Locally, we're having this conversation about, you know, government needs to be involved in creating housing and creating supply. And, you know, the problem is too big for the individual builders. And then we got the problems that are created by the builders that are not solved by the government because government doesn't do infrastructure properly. I mean, you have all these issues, right? This is a hot topic, okay, nationally and locally and across the state. So Leah Simon Weisberg said something that I sat there and thought, well, this is gloriously honest. Okay, that's what this is, gloriously honest. So good for you in the honesty category, not so much in the understanding economics category.
I think that one of the pieces that's really important here is the government needs, we need the government to be participating in providing housing. And that's what's missing here. What happens in our housing market should not be dependent on the whims of developers. The idea that we need to be coddling them so that they'll invest is really at the core of the issue. You know, this is such an important part of our economy. We need the government to take a role, and we need them to be constructing housing, and we need to provide subsidies for people who can't afford it. And rent regulation is a big part of that.
War is too important to be left to the generals, and housing is too important to be left to the people who make it. We need housing is too important. Therefore, you have to have government involved. It's not often that you hear full-blown socialism on the radio. And it was interesting to me to hear somebody unabashedly advocating for the government takeover of a massive sector of the economy. But that's what she's saying, is it's crazy that we don't have government regulation, government control. Heck, government provision. Housing should be like a utility. You know, your water and your sewer and your garbage and your electricity come from utilities. Why shouldn't housing be a utility? I mean, look at all the great success that public housing has achieved. Like, you can't even say it out loud. But this is the point. Markets are ugly. Markets are problems. And I'm saying that she would agree with me about this. But I'm saying, but the alternative is worse. Because everywhere they try this, it's squalor. That's the problem. This is one of those things where government gets involved and makes it worse. And so, yeah, I get there are big problems from a free market. There are huge problems from a free market. But so far, we haven't found a system that net over time produces more material wealth for more people and more equality of opportunity for people to claw from the bottom to anywhere other than that condition than capitalism. Ugly, frustrating, and discouraging, though it often is in real practice, it's the best of the alternatives. So Thank you, Leah, for discounting the entire field of economics. Thank you for misunderstanding everything and for showing that the calls to bring in more government are kind of like Reagan's, you know, words of warning. Like, the most terrifying thing to hear is, I'm from the government. I'm here to help. 649 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. And if you need heating, air conditioning, plumbing, electrical, any of that kind of stuff, Peden will take care of it. You know, when you give them a call, you know you're going to get good quality products, good installation, backing that service with a 100% satisfaction guarantee, whatever the need might be. And one of the things they've got that, you know, especially because we're in hurricane season, and even though we're not looking at anything affecting us in the near future, it's just kind of that general awareness. They've got a Smart Care membership maintenance plan that gives you routine maintenance for just $35 a month. And you get to enjoy priority scheduling over non-members. That's like when there's too much demand, right? That's what they do. 15% discount on repairs or upgrades, 5% discount on major replacements, and waived after-hours emergency service fees. And by the way, right now, $1,000 off water filtration systems, if that's something that appeals to you. So if you need anything in that sort of category or service set, Peden, they will take care of you, P-E-A-D-E-N.com.
Quick, name two things that hiss. Did you say gas leak? If not, here are some safety tips. Look, listen, smell, and leave. Look for blowing dirt, dead plants, dry spots in moist areas, and bubbling water in creeks or ponds. Listen for a hissing sound near gas appliances or lines. Smell for a rotten egg odor. If you detect any of these signs, leave immediately and call Pensacola Energy at 850-474-5300. Snakes and cats aren't the only things that hiss. Learn more at PensacolaEnergy.com.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Ask Rushing Insurance in Pensacola and Daphne if auto owners make sense for you.
Band on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, happens every Tuesday night at 7 o'clock at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, it's the Neil Young tribute band Rust and Gold.
Oh man, look at my life. I'm a lot like you.
They'll be bringing the Neil Young experience to Bands on the Beach this Tuesday at 7, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority. And remember, no pets or glass allowed.
This morning at 10:30, join Santa Rosa Animal Services on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They believe every life is precious and that every wag of a tail, every purr, and every gentle nuzzle is a gift worth cherishing. Their dedicated team of volunteers works tirelessly to provide shelter, care, and love to animals in need. Learn how you can give back, adopting or fostering a furry friend. Discover the resources you need to make your community a better place for pets. That's this morning at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Guy Benson talks to the big newsmakers every day from 2 to 4 before Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
National average for gallon gas, 380. Florida's 362, still way too high. Mississippi is 327. California's 537. And Navarre, 336 east of the Walmart, 335 west of the Walmart, 329 for the Garcon Point Bridge at the Murphy, and 355 in proper. Prices haven't moved much in a while. 332 at the CEFCO in Milton, same at the Pea Ridge Murphy, 336 in Pace. If you're on 9 Mile, Walmart has 324, 325 at the Murphy in front of the Walmart on US 29. And then coming in from the south side, just don't buy gas there. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. 335 is your best price at the Navy Murphy's. 653 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Oh, we're getting a ton of texts in here on the price, the rent control thing. Let's see. That one's not relevant. I have to scroll through. I'm sorry about that.
And I hate to quote, but the rent is too darn high.
The rent is high.
I know.
You know, the only thing worse than having high rents is having government-regulated high rents, because they'll be worse. Let's see. Who is this woman? She seems delusional to a point. Somebody here says, bless her heart. Yeah, that's funny. Somebody here says, all I heard was more government, blah, blah, blah. We need more government, blah, blah, blah. We need more government. I don't know about you guys, but I want less government. I want the appropriate amount of government. I prefer smaller to larger. You always have to resist the impulse to more. But there are some functions of the government that are essential. Conservatives aren't anarchists, right? Sometimes you get styled as that. And some people, bless their hearts, think that anarchy or libertarianism makes sense. They're not much different. It's the difference in how you spell it. We believe in smaller government, less intrusion economically, and a different kind of restriction in terms of culture and social stuff. Liberals believe in high intrusion there also, just not the same kind of intrusion. 6:54 on News Radio 92.3. Steve Taylor's in the newsroom with our headlines. Steve?
Well, as another sign of life returning to normal in the Big Bend area of Florida, schools reopened yesterday in Taylor County for the first time since Hurricane Idalia. Attendance is not required, though, because some families need more time to recover from the storm. Still, a district official tells local media this allows kids to get back into a routine, and that's very important. A month after the blindingly fast wildfire destroyed the historic town of Lahaina on the Hawaiian island of Maui, nearly 400 people are still missing. Teams of rescuers, cadaver dogs, and anthropologists are trained to detect fragments of human remains. They have searched nearly all of Lahaina. The official death toll now is about 115, and it's about 385 people still listed as missing. And there are lots of emotional support animals out there, but only in Florida are you likely to find an emotional support alligator. Oh. Yes. Check this out.
Can I pet him? At your own peril.
Well, zoologist David Dawes brought a 7-foot gator named Bubba to the Gulf Coast School for Autism in Panama City yesterday. Kids got to pet Bubba and learn more about gators. It's the 8th year the Dawes has brought Bubba to the school. A school official tells local media it's a good opportunity for kids to learn about the animals in a hands-on but safe way. Hands-on? I don't know. A gator can make you hands-off.
That's right.
I mean, come on.
What could go wrong?
Hands no more. That's right.
Hold this beer.
What makes me wonder is, is it the only emotional support animal that you have to lash the mouth shut, right? Because that's right. I assume that he had that.
Well, I assume that too. Okay. Yeah, I mean, how do you get to qualify an alligator as an emotional support animal? That's a good question.
If it makes you happy.
Very carefully.
Steve, thank you. Very carefully. Well done. Thanks for the update. Candy's got traffic on the fives. Oh, we made Candy. Candy's going to lose it.
That's so funny.
Love it.
Thank you, Steve. Taking a look around, the one accident we're still showing is 29 in Detroit, but it has been cleared up. Somebody texted that, and the left lane was blocked. Still a little slow around that area, but I'm sure it's getting better. And again, just be easy to get through now. Mobile Highway and Shoemaker Street showing an accident this morning. And this popped up also Jackson and L Street. Plenty of side streets, but those areas are clear too. So if you have a traffic tip, you can text it in at 437-1620. Lowe's is still doing the Labor Day sale. You can shop Labor Day appliance savings at Lowe's. Now's the time to refresh your kitchen for less. Lowe's knows home improvement, but word to the wise, make sure you measure your doorways and stuff. I've got this beautiful fridge that you can tap to see, like, we bought, anyway, it wouldn't fit through the kitchen or the back door.
And it sits perfectly in your living room.
In the living room, right next to my husband's desk, so we have to have a handyman come in and widen this one door so I can get it into the kitchen. It's whatever.
Measure twice.
It's fine. I know, once. Lowe's was amazing. They were like, you want us to take it back? And it's like, no. They're
we'll
wonderful.
Take it. Yeah. 657 News Radio 92.3. If you've got a BMW, a Lexus, a Porsche, a Mercedes, a Genesis, a Jaguar, good cars, you pay extra to get them. You don't have to pay extra to service them. You don't have to drive to the dealership, especially if that dealership is not exactly here, right? So that's time, cost, all of that. You can save it by going to Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway. They think of your car the way you think of your body. Like, go take it to the doctor once a year. Go take your car in for the routine maintenance so you see them for the little things so you can prevent having to see them for the catastrophic big things. That's the idea. That's why they call it preventative maintenance. I mean, I don't mean to be dumb about it, but it's literally that's the reason to prevent the other stuff from happening. Diesel engines, they work on those. Other, domestics, of course, they work. I mean, we kind of talk about imports, but they work on everything. Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway. All right, 6:58 on News Radio 92.3.
Somebody texted in medulla oblongata. Future news. Remember that from Waterboy? Medulla oblongata.
Nice. Let's see. Today we're going to have a hearing about whether the privacy amendment put in the Florida Constitution protects the right to get an abortion, or whether the previously 15-week and most recently 6-week abortion ban put into law by the governor, whether that's going to take effect. What's going to be the outcome here?
I don't know.
Oh, they're going to, the now conservative leaning court is going to say that the right to privacy put into the Constitution does not protect abortion. That's my prediction. Argos versus McKendry.
Argos.
Yeah,
go,
Argos.
Argos.
It's going to be a good win for them. Will that third debate, the third GOP debate, wind up being in Alabama?
It sure will.
Sure. Right. We got the one in California at the Reagan Library and then Alabama. Sure. Why not? Coach Joe Kennedy, the guy that took the Supreme Court case,
quit.
He prayed for about a minute by himself and then he quit.
Good. To make a
does
point.
He, does he stay in coaching?
In coaching?
Sure.
No, he doesn't stay in coaching.
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.